Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis and Christian prayer, we now turn to the Perfect Elia as a model of intercessory prayer. At a time when the Kingdom of Israel saw the spread of Baal worship and syncretism, Elia invited the people to renew their covenant with the Lord and to reject every form of idolatry. In the episode of his contest with the priests of Baal on Mount Carmel, he calls upon Israel to choose the Lord and prays for their conversion of heart. What is more, he urges the people themselves to draw near and share in his prayer. In response to Elia's prayer, God reveals his fidelity, mercy, and saving power through the consuming fire sent down from heaven. He also enables the people to turn back to him and to reaffirm the covenant made with their fathers. As we look to Elia's example, let us be even more convinced of the power of intercessory prayer, so that we can help all people to know the one true God, to turn away from every form of idolatry, and to receive the grace offered to us on the wood of the cross and in the fire of the Holy Spirit. I welcome the members of the Catholic Pentecostal International Dialogue, and I offer prayerful good wishes for the next phase of their work. I also welcome the 50th Conference of the International Association of Schools and Institute of Administration, now meeting in Rome. I thank the choirs, and particularly the University Choir from Indonesia, for their praise of God in song. Finally, I greet the delegates to the General Chapter of the Congregation of Resurrection. Upon all English-speaking pilgrims, especially those from the Philippines, Canada, and the United States, I invoke the Lord's blessings of joy and peace. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Et sacramentus quae in saeculo.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci celum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.